This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N like November, P like practice. PACS 989-463-9360. And Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. PACS is 989-463-9381. Regarding Nancy, middle initial J, Peska, P-E-S-K-A, date of birth 9/28 of 1942. Dear Ms. Jensen and Dr. Akkad, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Peska with a history of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic hyponatremia. Her last visit was November 11th of 2024. Her weight is stable. She's been feeling very well. She does take ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram, every 56 days. She states that's a very strong dose, and it seems to be enough iron for her body to absorb and hold on to. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I'll highlight carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Losartan, 25 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligram daily. And Pepcid, 20 milligram daily at bedtime as needed. Tylenol is used for pain, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 124 pounds, this is stable. Pulse is 75, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 72. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 17th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.95, estimated GFR greater than 60. Sodium is 129, that's a stable level for this patient. Potassium was 3.4, previous level 4.0, and that does also fluctuate. Carbon dioxide, 28. Hemoglobin is 10.2, normal white count and platelets, 112,000. Assessment and plan, 1, mild hyponatremia, most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide and also the losartan, stable without symptoms. We'd ask her to continue following her fluid restriction, about 64 ounces in 24 hours. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. We would like her to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.